Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have your zip code?
2801.
2801. Thank you.
I'm sorry, 28401.
28401. Okay. May I have your name?
Joan Hall.
28401. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm not showing a listing with that zip code. Could it be another zip code?
No, that's the only one I live in.
Okay.
Well, the reason I'm calling is I was answering a questionnaire last night for UPS because they had delivered me a package. Then they sent me a questionnaire on it, on their delivery and the service. And just as I was ending, one of your ads popped in, and I couldn't get out of it. And it ended up giving me a prescription and taking money for a prescription I don't want. And I want that canceled.
I first have to locate an account for you. May I have your last name again, please?
Hall, H-A-L-L.
Andrea Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can give you your confirmation number and the receipt you sent me.
I've located an account. Thank you so much. I do, however, need you to verify your address for security purposes.
167 Pinecrest Parkway, Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Okay.
I did not, would never have ordered this.
Mm-hmm.
I have bad eyes. I do not order things to read. And this I do not want.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I understand. Well, what it is exactly is a meal plan app. What it does is it helps you to boost your food, energy, and sugar, and cut your carbs and things of that nature. Just wanting to let you know. I understand you don't want it. I was just letting you know what it was because you said you didn't know what it was that you had received or whatever. So I was just trying to explain that to you. But we'll go ahead and we'll.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just angry that this happened and,
okay.
And how it happened.
Ms. Hall, calm down. We'll take care of it. I just wanted to explain what exactly was a particular item that you purchased, okay? And unintentionally.
Yeah, it just popped in as I was filling out the UPS questionnaire that they sent me because of the delivery.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know if it was a mistake or if it was intentional.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start the process of cancellation, but Ms. Hall, I do have to ask you these questions. You just let me know you're interested, and if not, we'll continue the process of cancellation, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Why would they do that or you do that?
Well, I'm not sure what happened with the system made it made. It probably may have been a glitch or something, and it popped up. I don't know, redirecting. I really can't explain that because I wasn't there to see exactly what happened. Okay?
Well, you sure took it out of the account fast enough.
Well, actually, I didn't do it. I don't have the capabilities of doing it. The system would have been the one to do that.
But you need to also leave somebody a place where they can back out of it when they... when something pops up.
They're not aware of that. Because, you know, programmers do program the systems and things of that nature, you know? And sometimes they're just not sure. I mean, they can't see the issues or whatever until a customer notifies them and let them know that this is going on. Okay, Ms. Hall? Okay, so we'll go ahead and start the process here. I do have to ask... if you're interested, just let me know. You're being offered a $20 off the monthly rate, bringing the cost down to $20 a month to stay in the program. Are you interested?
No.
Very good. We'll cancel you completely out.
and use it if I wanted to. I don't know how to use all of
them. Okay. No. I understand. Things are getting, technology is something else nowadays. I can tell you that because I get tripped up over things too. So I understand how you feel.
Well, I'm 71 years old, living on Social Security, and I'm disabled.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that you were 71. You don't sound like you're 71. You sound like a really, really young lady with a strong voice. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, that's no problem. We'll go ahead and take care of this for you, okay?
I'm angry. I'm upset.
You're angry? Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to fix that frown into, or that angry look into a smile as soon as I possibly can here. Get you taken care of, okay?
I appreciate the help and your patience with me.
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem. Okay. Let's see, what day is that? Okay, so I've given you a refund back of $39.85, and I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, I have a pencil.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie, 7,
okay.
7.
Okay.
It's 4 7s, 77770.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay.
77770.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so is there nothing further? I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye now.